to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
Another incredible grab from Bobby Witt Jr. He defies gravity.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Deep to right and long gone. Jack Caglione, a two-run bomb.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Josh Fournier.
All right, Royals fall in game two. They are shut out in Anaheim, and this series is now evened up at a game apiece. Royals drop game two in Anaheim. Final score, Angels 1, Royals nothing. And boy, that was quick. That was a very quick one tonight in Los Angeles as Reed Detmers absolutely carves up the boys to the tune of 8 shutout innings, 2 base runners, and 11 punchouts. Now, I'm not going to pat myself on the back too much because I delivered another losing bet on the double play. I did not make money on my bet tonight. So, you know, how much do I really know? But Reed Detmers would look good in royal blue, wouldn't he? 27 years old, 2 more years of team control. A lefty, knowing that you're not going to have Cole Reagans, you're not going to have Chris Bubich. Now, I don't know exactly what the Angels are doing. I know they have they have a new everything, a new front office, new pitching department. I don't know what direction they're heading. I know they're bad this season. The Royals are bad this season. Royals now on pace to lose 97 games. But the Royals have made it clear they plan on contending next year. I don't know if that's the same belief within the Angels organization. And if it isn't, why not lob a phone call and see if you can get those final 2 years of Reed Detmers? Have Reed in this rotation with Waka, with Cameron, with Lugo for the next 2 seasons. Would you give up a top prospect? Would you give up the Blake Mitchell and a top pitching prospect and another high-end prospect, maybe even at the lower levels? I mean, that's what it's going to take. Think about it, right? 2 years of James Shields. Think about all you gave up to return, Shields and Wade Davis. 2 years of control of a starting pitcher with the goods of a Reed Detmers. That's going to cost you a pretty penny. So we could discuss that if you're interested. As far as the game is concerned, to me there's only 3 things that you should have been interested in. Or coming out of the game, there are, in my opinion, only 3 notes really that I feel inclined to point out. Number 1, Randy Dobnak, congratulations once again. Our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Dobnak tonight, 5 2/3 innings, shutout baseball, punches out a career-high 6. Dobnak lowers his ERA with the Royals to 1.73. No doubt about it, he is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods, start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. But of course, a no decision for Dobnak as the Royals are shut out for the 7th time this season. Again, they drop game 2 in Anaheim, 1-0. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965, if you want to share your thoughts on Reed Detmers. Maybe you believe there's more to this game than just my 3 points. Now, point number 1 again, Randy Dobnak, another tip of the cap. How much longer does it continue? Who knows? I don't mean to be dismissive, but I mean, for Pete's sake, this guy is now just 3. How long has he been here? Right? It feels like a month and a half. It doesn't feel that long. He's already three strikeouts away from setting a new single-season best. Randy Dobnak is surprising everyone. Maybe not his wife or kids. Maybe not his best of friends. But he's surprising everyone, and who knows how long it's going to continue. Is Randy Dobnak a part of the future? Is he a part of the 2027 Kansas City Royals? Possibly, but I'm not banking on it. I'm not excited about it if it is true. I'm happy for him, but I didn't show up tonight to watch Randy Dobnak. I showed up tonight to hopefully see Nate Pearson come out of the bullpen, and I did. And Nate Pearson takes the loss as he enters the game. Top of the Angels lineup. Scoreless game in the eighth inning. And what does he do? He issues a leadoff walk. And you know by now that run's going to come around to score. It did. And that's all the Angels needed. That's all that Reed Detmers needed. As again, the Halos lefty throws eight innings of two-hit baseball. Yeah, I wanted to see Nate Pearson tonight, the 29-year-old. Well, I guess he's about to be 30, so let's just call him a 30-year-old. And you know, as I say that, Randy Dobnak's only 2 years older. So while I'm somewhat dismissive of Dobnak's role on the 2027 Royals, should I be? Now, the reason why I'm more excited to watch a Nate Pearson than I am a Randy Dobnak, despite the fact that Randy punched out six, it's the electric stuff of Nate Pearson, right? I mean, even tonight you saw him hit triple digits. But the leadoff walk bites you. Now, I'm not done, right? We're not washing our hands of Nate Pearson, but you take this into account. This is what he does on a back-to-back. Saw Nate Pearson last night put up a scoreless inning. He's unable to do it again, and he takes the loss, his first, with the Royals. So again, to me, tonight's game comes down to three things and one question. The three things, the three notes are Randy Dobnak, Nate Pearson, and of course, Jack Caglione. Not only does he extend the longest active hitting streak in Major League Baseball, but he also rips a bag, right? He steals his sixth base of the season. And ever since Rex Hudler mentioned the name Jose Canseco, that's all I see when I watch Caglione slide into the bases. He looks exactly like Jose Canseco sliding into the bases. Just an athletic brute carving his way into the bag. Jack Caglione, one of only two Royals to record a hit tonight. Cags and Michael Massey each picking up a knock against Reed Detmers. So to me, the three notes from this one and my game notes after this one, game notes provided by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. So it's giving credit to Randy Dobnak. It was my and continued interest in Nate Pearson, and all of our interest in Jack Caglione. My question for you is this. We know about Cags, right? Now batting .431 across this, his career best 13-game hitting streak. We know about Cags. We know about Bobby Witt Jr. Bob went 0-for-3 tonight. Bob still batting .317 since returning from the IL. Bobby, Cags, Carter Jensen came in late, punched out. Jensen really struggling here in August. 3 for his last 40. That's a batting average of .075. But he's 23. He's a rookie. He's a catcher. They've put a lot on his plate. He's carried the burden for a very long time and carried it well. So I'm willing to give Carter Jensen somewhat of a pass here in the final quarter of the season. My question for you is this. It's pretty simple. Do you believe in the core? Now, it's easy to believe in Caglione and Bobby, and I still think it's very easy to believe in Carter Jensen. But how about the other three? Right, we believe that's the core. Bobby, Carter, Cags, Vinny, Michael, and Salvi. If you want to put Michael Massey in there, fine. The question is this. Do you believe that those six, or if you include Massey, that those seven bats can be the best six or seven bats on a playoff team? Long way of asking, does the offense truly need help? We would all love to see it get some help, but does it truly need help? Because the focus this offseason has to be pitching. The focus right now, shoot, I'm talking about Nate Pearson. The focus right now is pitching and will be this offseason for the front office. It'd be a lot easier, at least for me, if I had that same faith in the core that ownership apparently does and that the front office apparently does. Because it seems as if when their heads hit the pillow, man, they're a lot more comfortable banking their 2027 on Salvi, who knows if he can even throw right now. Banking their 2027 on Vinny Pasquantino, who suddenly people are wondering, is he just a good hitter or is he still a very good hitter? Michael Garcia, is he just a good player or is he that very good player we saw in the World Baseball Classic? Do you believe in this core? 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's our text line number as well. 913-586-7965. Royals are shut out in Anaheim. We'll take a quick timeout. We get right to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
All right, Royals drop game two in Anaheim, their 74th loss of the season. You look around Major League Baseball right now, and you knew coming in the Royals were one of, if not the worst team in Major League Baseball. But now with 74 losses, the only team with more L's are the Angels. Angels have lost 75. So a big game tomorrow. Royals, Angels, the finale, the rubber game. Sunday afternoon, 3:07 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show and another chance for you to win a pair of Royals tickets. I'll be on the air with that On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. So yeah, 74 losses this season for the good guys. But this is the first time they've lost to the Angels. And it's the first time all year they've lost a game 1-0. So, Randy Dobnak, you are officially a Royal. You pitched your tail off and you have nothing to show for it. Royals didn't have much to show for anything early on in this game as Angels starter Reed Detmers retired the first 11 that he faced. Jack Caglione finally hits one to center field for a two-out single to break up the no-hitter. Michael Massey would have a one-out single in the fifth, but he was quickly erased on a Starling Marte double play. And then that Marte double play ends the fifth inning, and the Royals go down in order in the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. Royals lose 1-0. Again, the loss going to Nate Pearson. He's now 2-1 on the season. Let's hear what Randy Dobnak had to say after yet another solid appearance. Again, 41 2/3 innings of work this season for Randy Dobnak in Royal Blue. 9 more innings, and he matches a single-season career high. And again, that he's thrown 50 innings one time in his life in the big leagues, and that was 5 years ago, and now the guy's the best pitcher you have.
How would you evaluate that one for you tonight?
Overall, I thought I threw it pretty well. Kind of mixed and matched my pitches, made some good pitches when I needed to, and the defense behind me was great.
Not known a lot for your strikeouts, but you had 6 today. What allowed you to be so effective just pounding the zone?
I think just making better pitches with 2 strikes. They're kind of a free-swinging team. So, I mean, there were some pretty ugly swings on some of the pitches. But just getting ahead and kind of making a good put-away pitch.
Changeup is huge for you tonight. How'd you feel it was playing?
Yeah, I mean, that felt pretty good starting out in the bullpen pregame. It kind of just carried into the game. And sometimes when I have that pitch kind of going like that, I can pretty much spam it. It's always a good pitch.
You were also a strike one machine tonight, 70%, I think, on the night. How important is that when you're facing, especially a team like this that tends to strike out more often?
Yeah, I mean, first pitch strike is probably the most important pitch you throw every game. Just to kind of get ahead of guys, it kind of sets up the whole at bat going forward. I think some of the guys I threw like strike one and then I went three balls. Yeah, getting that first strike, I call it the most important pitch in baseball, strike one.
How have you made the most of just your opportunity? You know, the team has a rest of injuries in the starting rotation, and you're constantly just stepping up like you are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just grateful for any opportunity I get, whether that's, you know, out of the bullpen, starting, wherever it may be. I'm just always grateful to have a chance.
When the opposing team's starting pitcher is also dealing the way he was, does it give you more energy or kind of help you, like, match up to what he's doing or him match up to you?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, it makes it more kind of like a challenge, I guess. I don't know if it's a little bit more competitive. Sometimes when you're pitching really well and your team scores a bunch of runs, sometimes you get a little too comfortable out there. And I think kind of keeping the game close, it kind of keeps me going because like, I tend to work pretty quick. So it kind of benefits me, you know. I've had games like that in the past where it's just like 0-0, 0-0, 0-0, 0-0. It's fun. He's a good pitcher.
Yes, he is a good pitcher. Reed Detmers tonight, the lefty for the Angels, 8 innings, 11 strikeouts, and 2 hits. And just to offer some clarity on just how good this former top 10 pick in the draft is, clarity provided by UMB Private Wealth. Let them provide clarity around your financial future. Let me provide clarity around Reed Detmers, who tonight became the 8th pitcher to collect double-digit strikeouts this season against the Royals. 8th time. Maybe that doesn't sound like much, and honestly, I can't give you context. I would imagine that ranks pretty high. But what does stand out to me is of the 8 times the Royals have been carved up by an opposing starting pitcher to the tune of double-digit punchouts, half of those instances have come in the last month. 11 strikeouts tonight to Reed Detmers. 10 punch-outs at the hands of Blake Snell earlier on this road trip. 10 strikeouts against Taj Bradley at the end of July. And then a dozen strikeouts at the hands of Tarek Skubal in Detroit in his penultimate start as a Tigers lefty. Prior to that, yeah, okay, it happens occasionally. Will Warren, Garrett Cole, Jack Leiter, and the guy that's punched more Royals tickets this season in any start, it's Emerson Hancock, 14 strikeouts back in that June start. Mariners right-hander Emerson Hancock. But yeah, 4 times in the past month, the Royals have been diced up, and only twice, or excuse me, 3 times all season it's been at the hands of a lefty, and tonight the 3rd time in the past month, right? Snell, Skubal, and now Reed Detmers. Again, that clarity provided by UMB Private Wealth. Let the team at UMB Private Wealth provide clarity around your financial future. Schedule your appointment today at umb.com/private wealth. Advisory services offered by investment advisor representatives through UMB Private Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Let's hear what Michael Massey had to say after the game. Massey picks up the one-out single in the 5th inning and is quickly erased thanks to a Starling Marte double play. That's how slow of a game it was for the Royals, as the media afterward is saying, who do we talk to? We talked to Randy Dobnak. Michael Massey, what say you?
What made Reed Detmers a tough challenge for you guys tonight overall?
Yeah, we've seen him. I've seen him at least a couple times in my career, and he's tough. You know, obviously he's having a good year for him, and I can only kind of talk about my at-bats, but I went back and looked on the the iPad during the game, and I think I saw 17 pitches, and I think one of them was hard on the plate. So, you know, anytime a guy does that, he's going to be tough. You know, he made good pitches. I felt like we had a pretty good game plan for him. Again, he's not a guy we haven't seen before. But when a guy doesn't throw pitches in the heart of the plate, it's pretty tough to get him.
What did you think of Domek tonight?
He was awesome. You know, he went toe-to-toe with him and kept us in it, you know, obviously as long as he could there. And probably a similar thing for them, right? I mean, he didn't leave many pitches middle-middle, just based on my view from second base. And again, these guys all got good stuff. So when they're not leaving the ball in the heart of the plate and they're changing speeds, yeah, they're going to be really tough to hit.
From your position at second, what'd you think of Tober's catch in center field?
Yeah, it was incredible. Off the bat, I felt like there was no shot. And just kind of looking out there and watching him cover that ground was incredible. And, you know, put his body on the line there at the end, made a really nice play for us.
You guys got a chance to get a win and, you know, win this series. How important will that be just to finish off this road trip on a high note?
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do, right? Win series. And, you know, we got an opportunity to do that tomorrow. So everything's still ahead of us. And, you know, recover here and come back tomorrow and get him.
That's Michael Massey. The reason why you want to talk to Michael Massey after the game is because he gives you thoughtful answers. He's a nice guy. And he's not going to treat you like a piece of crap. but he makes a great point. And Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star brings it up. The great catch from Tyler Tolbert. Honestly, great catch, no doubt about it. But the reaction of Craig Kimbrell. If you haven't seen the photo yet of Kimbrell, just mouth agape, hands in the air, wearing a Royals jersey, I just have a feeling like that picture is going to live on social media for a long time, and we're going to look back in a decade from now and go, what? Oh yeah, Craig Kimbrell was a Royal. That didn't make any sense. Let's go to KD in North Carolina. KD, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Always nice to hear from you. How are you this Saturday night? Oh, KD, you know we're on that AM dial. We got that 610 AM dial going, and well, it's been a while since we've been on the AM dial, so it might take us a while to get the all the cords plugged in and the phone hooked up. It's a little difficult. KD, I'm going to ask you to hang with us if you want to get your thoughts in after this 1-0 loss to the worst team in the American League. Stay with us. Phone lines are open. If you want to get in line behind KD, go for it. 913-586-7965. We have turned it off. We turned it back on again. KD, are you there? We have you.
I'm here, Vern. How are you? Right. You're still
great.
Awake. That's good.
Yeah. Hey, that was an entertaining ball game. That dude was pitching his face off.
Yeah, I have a bad memory, but I might remember Dobnak's name next year. And I also might not only I hope we all remember Pearson's name next year, and maybe even his first name, which is Nate, which I heard you say tonight.
Did I say, okay, because I've been saying Drew, as in the old Cowboys wide receiver. So I apologize if I ever misspeak and call him Drew Pearson.
Well, we know, like, this time of year, even though they haven't started playing, it's all about the NFL right now.
Well, but, not here. You know, no, not on this show. But I understand your point, yes, no doubt. I get your point. Yeah.
Hey, I was impressed with Tolbert tonight. He would be my Guaranteed Foods player of the game tonight.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's Eastern Standard Time or whatever, but I did see on the 610 Odyssey app, which was glitchy, it did say you're on till 1 a.m. So,
really?
Yeah, well, maybe it's Eastern Time. I don't know. But anyway.
That was a quick game. That was a quick game. Honestly, I don't even think the app's working right, so I don't know. Can you hear me on the app?
No, but yeah, that's why I called
so.
In. Anyways, Vern, but I'm hoping Kathy in California calls and tells us her story about George Brett, because it sounds like she's got a good late night story for us.
Ooh, all right. Thank you very much. A little tease there as we await the phone call from Kathy. We'll take our final quick time out. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at guaranteedfoods.com. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Royals are shut out in Anaheim. They fall to 50-74. Only nine teams in Royals franchise history have had a worse mark at this point of the season, but the Royals have a chance coming up on Sunday to win a road series for the first time in more than 2 months. They lose tonight 1-0 the final score. Royals only muster two hits. Obviously not one of them a home run. And I'm looking throughout the minor leagues. I was watching way too much minor league baseball earlier today, hoping to see, Darlene Figueroa, the young man in A-ball. I was hoping that he would continue to add on to his Midwest League leading home run total. Darlene Figueroa, 24 home runs. Right now still pacing the Midwest League. But he didn't go deep. So then I'm watching the Double-A team. All right, Carson Rocafort. He's one away from matching the club record for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. One more home run would give him 31. He leads the Texas League right now. But one more home run and he would match Matt Fields' franchise record set back in 2013. No home run tonight for Carson Rocafort. Obviously no home run for Jack Caglione. The only home runs came from Nolan Sailors, a 23-year-old outfielder in A-ball with the Quad Cities Ball Club. A Creighton graduate, a fourth-round draft pick. He belted his fifth home run of the season tonight. And then Connor Rasmussen, a 22-year-old that the Royals drafted in the 15th round last year out of Tulane. He, too, went deep his third of the season. So two dudes I'm not all that familiar with, and we're just going to have to wait until tomorrow to see one of the big dogs eat at the dish. And honestly, going to have to wait until tomorrow to see one of the big dogs on the mound get the job done. And of all the pitchers I was interested in watching today in the organization, I saw two of them. Right? Nate Pearson and David Shields, the soon-to-be 20-year-old left-hander down in A-ball. He pitched his tail off. His first start since being bumped out of the top 100 list, the list that MLB.com puts together, they just kicked him out of the top 100. And he responded. Again, he's the top southpaw prospect in the organization. Six shutout innings, six punchouts. His ERA is now the best in the Midwest League. He also leads the league in strikeouts. David Shields was in control today. It was an impressive start for the 19-year-old left-hander. He's going to turn 20 coming up next month. But that was it. You know, all the guys that they acquired or claimed off of waivers, acquired at the deadline, none of them took the hill. So we wait until tomorrow. We also, again, wait until tomorrow to hopefully add another $50, make another $50 donation to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. As this year, we've partnered with KCUC, donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for every home run the Royals hit this season. Because 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer, and early detection saves lives. At KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team, you see the best in KC. Schedule today at kcuc.com. Honestly, the best performance in the organization top to bottom may have come from the big 6'5 left-hander in AA, Hunter Owen, former fourth-round pick out of Vanderbilt. The 24-year-old struck out a dozen in 7 innings of one-hit baseball today. He's had a very, really disappointing 12 months. But boy, oh boy, what a performance today. Again, from the big lefty, Hunter Owen. Well, it's a big lefty on the mound coming up Sunday afternoon as Noah Cameron takes on everyone's, oh boy, Ryan Johnson. Yeah. Yeah, Ryan Johnson is on the hill tomorrow for the Angels. He'll throw the first pitch at 3:07. Actually, I bet you he doesn't. I bet you it's 3:09. Yeah, put me down for 3:09. I don't know if you can go to Kelsey and make that bet, but 3:09 first pitch, I have that. I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock. The On Deck Show back on 96.5 The Fan. I appreciate you listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Nathan Williams, thank you very much. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
He's done it! Salvador Perez, number 318 in his career.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
What a play! Michael Massey and Tyler Tolbert combined to get two.
Subscribe to All Things Vern wherever you get your podcasts. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.